This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone. This is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you are listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello, my name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Showsilver.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hey, there we go, we're in.
Oh. Hola.
Hola. Amigo.
Hola, hola for Will. Yeah, not too bad. How are you? You alright? Hola, Max.
So much.
How's it going? Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Liam, you've got your third episode of your podcast out this week. Do you want to tell people like who that guest was? And I really enjoyed it, mate. Well done.
Oh, thank you. It's Simon Entwistle, tour guide and ghost expert. You know that. That's how I refer to him anyways. He's a Carlisle fan, that's how I know him. And he agreed to come on my channel and talk about his work and talk about some ghost goings on, you know, for the believers out there. It's a good episode in my opinion.
I mean, did you finish the episode of Believer, or were you just like
Well, I mean, I'm not one to indulge in that kind of thing, but you know, it's like it's fun to believe and it's fun to imagine, isn't it? I think
stories are nice.
Are great, yeah, and he's a very good storyteller, is Simon. That's why I thought it would be a very good guest to have on.
No, he really was. He was. And I mean, a lot of people out there, you know, they probably have already noticed. And if they listened last week, they probably already know that we're without somebody. But lads, I'll kick things off properly and I'll introduce everybody. Okay. Oh, it matters. How's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 131, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by 2/3 of the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That's right, I'm talking about Max and Liam. Welcome back, boys.
Great to be back.
Thank you very much.
The screen's feeling a bit, you know, like we're a bit closer together. It's a bit weird. You know, I'm not used to the Zoom call looking like this. But no, it's good. It's really good. Obviously, that Will gets to go on holiday. Max, you're actually going on holiday next week as well, but you're still going to try and participate in the podcast.
Yeah.
Big commitment.
No excuses
there.
From me. No excuses from me.
We'll get to see what your backdrop is next week. We'll learn where you're on holiday.
Maybe palm trees, hopefully.
I mean, hopefully. That'd be nice to see. It'd be nice to see. A bit of winter sun for Max, but it's not going to interfere with his club duties here on the Blue Army podcast. Lads, it's right at the start of the show. We're already laughing. We're already having a good time. But we've got traditions around here. And that can only mean it's time for one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. He's having a laugh. I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Right, this has got the potential to, I don't know, I could flummox the whole delivery. It's a
Flummoxed, that's a good word.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
All good jokes come with disclaimers, you know.
Well, I'll try not to explain it afterwards as well. Give it the old shit joke sandwich. But here we go, here we go. It was revealed in a survey this week that more than half of the UK uses free bed sheets. I know it's not really a joke. It's more of a blanket statement.
Oh,
Get in. Get in, lads. Get in. That'll do. That'll do. That'll do. Right, Liam, you're flying solo this week, but it is the part of the show where we all get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there in the league? One roundup with just Liam this week. Go ahead, mate.
I know it's lonely times here at the League One Roundup Studios, but but yeah, no, look, you know, there's some big news coming out of League One this week that came out just after we recorded the last episode. So it was a shame we couldn't mention it last week, but it does give me something to talk about this week in an otherwise quite dull 7 days. And that is that Lincoln City, currently sitting in 12th, have recently sacked their manager. Which is Mark Kennedy and assistant head coach Danny Butterfield leaving the Imps. Huh? First team coach Tom Shaw will take charge of the first few games while they look for another manager. And Tom Shaw has started things off to his short-term managerial career with a 1-0 win over Fleetwood. It was a very not convincing victory. It was a 1-0 win, which, I mean, it's rich coming from us as Carlisle fans, but you know, you'd expect Lincoln to do better than that against a team like Fleetwood with a 1-0 win and a 6th-minute winner as well. In a game that, you know, Fleetwood had more possession, they had more shots. You know, Fleetwood probably feel a little bit aggrieved not to have got something from it. And it just shows that, you know, despite a victory, Lincoln's bad form is continuing over into their new career, into their new boss's career. And it'll be interesting to see who they get in as the next manager, because, you know, as it stands, it's still Tom Shaw there. Will he get the, you know, first team manager's job full time, or maybe till the end of the season? I don't think so, but it'll be interesting to see what comes out of Lincoln in the next couple of weeks, because I think they are looking to replace him very quickly.
Where were Lincoln, like, tipping themselves to get to in the league?
Well, Lincoln fans...
Still a bit early to be sacking managers, I think.
Yeah, especially with them like nowhere near the relegation zone. I think their expectations was playoffs, really? Which they'd gotten into, I think, a couple of seasons ago. And I think they were very close last season as well. Like, I think Lincoln have aspirations of being a lot higher than 12th. And you look at their form, you know, their last win before this in the league was against bottom of the league Cheltenham, who you'd back everyone to beat.
Yeah.
And you know, and then before, you know, you look at their games, and before that, the last point they got was against us. So, you know, it went a 1-1 draw with Carlisle, a 2-0 loss to Derby, a 2-1 loss to Portsmouth, a 1-0 loss to West Ham in the League Cup. Then they beat Cheltenham, then they lost to Peterborough, lost to Burton, beat Fleetwood. So, you know, the teams they're beating and getting points against aren't exactly the best teams in the league. They were in bad form after quite a good start to the season, but I think I agree with Max. It's just a very, very soon to be sacking a manager, especially when you're what? You know, you're a couple of wins out of the playoffs as it stands. You know, they're on 18 points. You know, Stevenage in sixth are on 22. That they're 4 points off them playoff positions. It's not insurmountable.
It's a couple of games, isn't it? 6 points.
It seems very reactionary for me. And it you know, it's another example of how managers, they don't get given time. And it's a job that then you're not guaranteed a place in this division if you don't keep winning games.
It might be one of those things where he's lost the dressing room a bit, and you know, if you keep having these rumblings around the squad and things like that, you're just gonna get binned off that bit faster, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's a shame, because there was mixed reactions from Lincoln City fans about this sacking, and you know, it seems to be that most seconds come after the fans have turned on the manager, and I don't think that was the case in Lincoln.
Yeah,
definitely a weird one. I haven't seen any any sort of reviews from Lincoln fans, to be fair, so I'm not really sure what they think about it.
Yeah, but that about rounds up the League One roundup. You know, flying solo this week, Wills. I hope I've done you proud if you're listening. But, yeah, a short but sweet segment this week.
Short but sweet. But we always, consistently get to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there in the League One roundup. We're just Liam this week. I just wanted to say, though, like, I wasn't sure what to do, the singing first or, like, contribute towards your segment. Basically, Wigan won, Northampton lost. Now, the whole bottom four at the moment, with 3 points outside of it, we need to start seeing other teams, well, or we need to start overtaking certain teams or watching teams sort of drop down. Do you think that, like, now Wigan seem to be maybe potentially getting back into form, they're going to quite easily crawl out of that sort of relegation area, and hopefully someone like a Northampton or a Cambridge has got the potential to drop down there? Because we have got Cambridge coming up, haven't we?
Yeah, for me, I never really expected Wigan to go down at the end of the season. I think, obviously, they've had a points deduction and stuff, but, yeah, I was always kind of expecting them to leapfrog us at some point. Yeah, not relegation candidates for me. It will be your likes of, you know, Cambridge. They obviously only just survived last year, so they'll probably be sort of number one candidates for dropping down there as time goes on.
Those are where those vital wins are, definitely against those sort of clubs, the Cambridges and the Northamptons. Like, they're really big games for us, and the big one is coming up. Liam, have you got anything you want to say about that?
No, I just don't think Wigan will be anywhere near it come the end of the season. And at the minute, it's us that drops down in the relegation zone instead of them. And it is worrying, especially with them having two games in hand on us. Admittedly, the next game is against Oxford and ours is against Burton. So, you know, there is a very realistic world where we go another 3 points ahead of them in that regard. We, you know, not that we're in fantastic form, but, you know, Oxford, second in the league, you'd expect them to beat Wigan and keep us out of the relegation zone for at least another week, hopefully bringing in the opportunity for Northampton and Cambridge and Bristol Rovers that are pushed to almost fall down towards that bottom end of the table, to sort of drag them into it along with us. Because the more clubs in the relegation battle, the better, because, you know, obviously more clubs that can be there instead of us.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And there's still potential for plenty more teams above there to get dragged down into this as well. We're just right in the middle of that sandwich at the moment. It's a knife edge of a season. We're on the knife edge. And we're either gonna go, you know, it's one of those. But lads, it's the one time where I just couldn't think of a rhyme. It's time for Max's Million Pound Idea. Take it away, Max. What have you got for us this week?
Yeah, so this week it's something we've talked about sort of off camera early on today, and it was to have like a pre-season training camp in Florida, around Jacksonville.
Yeah,
with the new owners coming in. I think the daughter Jenna mentioned something in the meeting they had with the supporters club, and she was saying about how she wants to sort of bring Carlisle United, the brand, over to America. So that's something like that, organising maybe, you know, three or four weeks or whatever in pre-season over in the States. It would be like really, firstly, mental, but and amazing to go to as a fan. I'll definitely try and do that. But yeah, a good opportunity sort of commercially as well. There's a lot of positives to it, I think, potentially.
It's a shame that, like, they don't have an American team, basically, like, somewhere over there that we could set up a connection with as well, and just sort of,
yeah,
like
another football team, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, their fans would come over to us, and our fans would go over to them at certain points. Yeah. It'd just be like, you know, it'd just that'd be that kind of good vibe, I guess.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
That'd be really fun. But obviously, you know, maybe who knows, maybe in the future they might get some, like, second division MLS team or something. I don't know. We can set up a connection. But whenever I've had like an ex-player who was around during the Ibiza tournament, I always have to ask them about the Ibiza tournament. And like, it's the last opportunity that Carlisle United fans have really had to go away and enjoy themselves with the Blues. So, I mean, Florida, it sounds
quite,
like...
Yeah, it's quite far, isn't it, to go to watch them.
Yeah.
Get the fans out that's there. The only thing. To get the fans out there. But it'd be fun, like, they could run like competitions, I suppose. You know, you could put like a family holiday, Disneyland for 2 weeks kind of thing, buy a raffle ticket for a tenner, like that'd pay for a whole two, be like Northern competitions or something. Like the people there'd be loads of people that are going for that. Like they'd make
that'd be quality.
That. But yeah, for the average fan to get over to Florida and stay in Florida to be able to watch Carlisle United, a lot of people would do it. A lot of people would do it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot more people would do it if it was south of Spain.
Yeah. If it was somewhere in Europe, you know, definitely.
Yeah, something like that. Or even Bulgaria, like somewhere where the pints are cheap, you know, Bulgaria or something.
Bulgaria? Such a random shout.
This Cali United tour has been sponsored by Prague Czech Lager. You know, that'd be great. That would be great. But no, I mean, I'd love that. That little bit of extra dimension to pre-season. It'd make it that, like, it gives you that option as a fan to sort of, like, you know, you could book your holiday for anyone that's like 18 to 30 and single and got a bunch of Carlisle United mates. That'd be a sick boys holiday.
That'd be unreal, yeah.
That'd be so good. And they do great out of it. They really would. They do great out of it. And like those lads would take away those memories forever. And I'm talking about the players as well, because at that level, you don't often get to do that kind of thing. So if you can find a way for it to do it yourself. But it is a million-dollar idea, I suppose.
It is. Probably a bit more, yeah. Just try to sort of think of the possibilities in the future. It is an exciting time at the minute, obviously, being a Carlisle fan. I'm getting a bit nervous, though, sort of the longer it goes on without happening. But, you know, hopefully it'll be all right. I think they said it was meant to happen between, like, the 14th and the 20th. That's what they were aiming for. So, obviously, we've gone over that now. So, But I hope it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a little bit of news, but we'll dive into the news. But, I mean, is that everything, Max? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
Awesome. This is the one time I couldn't think of a rhyme. It's Max's Million Pound Idea. Don't forget, guys, you can send in your $1 million or $1 million or £1 million ideas. You can do it to the Instagram pages that are in the link in the descriptions below, if I remember to put them in. hopefully they'll be in there this time. Just comment section it up, you know, let us know what your $1 million idea is, and Max might read it out on the podcast. Anyway, lads, we're going to dive into some more Carlisle United, or some closer Carlisle United related news. And you've both sort of touched on the takeover a little bit already. And it came out right at the start, towards the end of last week, after we recorded the podcast, that the Carlisle Trust came out with a statement. And they said that they believe that potentially some of the leaks that came out of the Supporters Trust meeting between the Patiocs and the Supporters Trust might have led to this delay in the takeover. I want to say that I don't think that necessarily would be the case, because the News and Star literally printed about like 20 paragraphs worth of the context of the meeting itself, and
literally like a nearly a transcript of the thing. It was almost word for word.
It was like word for word. So while they're saying, oh no, delay for a takeover, and then they're just giving everyone else like the 2 pence in as well. So I don't know, it's a little bit of a confusing news story. But something else that was involved and tangled up with the Carlisle United Trust meeting and the shareholding and the stakes in the club is the amount of seats that they have on the board, and the fact that a couple of them seats are going up for grabs. There's a couple of people stepping down from their positions on the board at Carlisle United as part of the Carlisle United Trust members. And the newspaper, I think, when I read the article, was a little bit misleading. It was a little bit sort of like Hollywood. It was sort of like fans can now step up and go and be on the board at Carlisle United. Like any sort of Tom, Dick and Harry can just sort of walk up and do it. You will have to win the vote of the Supporters Trust to be able to be a member of that boardroom. So chances are it's going to go to somebody that's been a member of the Supporters Trust for a number of years. But the News and Star kind of like Hollywoodized it a little bit and was like, hey, you there, young Carlisle fan, you like Carlisle, don't you? This would be great. What a dream, you know? It's very clickbaity, the article. So I just wanted to say that at least.
And you fell for it, obviously.
Well, I read it, yeah. Yeah, I definitely read it, mate. Yeah, I was like, oh, me on the board, can I?
I wouldn't trust myself to be on the board. I'd try.
No, neither.
No, I don't think anyone could trust me either. So it doesn't matter if I could trust myself. But in other Carlisle United related news, which is also to do with the takeover, it's once again manager Paul Simpson came out in the press and has publicly urged once again to push forward this takeover. He said it's vital to the future of Carlisle United. So once again, the manager coming out publicly to support the takeover. He just wants it to be over. And I think, lads, a big reason is because he wants the impact of these investments to have an impact on this season, and just sort of like just be able to do that, basically. So he seems to be pushing things along to get the investment in as soon as possible so it can make an impact as soon as possible. And he obviously feels it's very, very close to happening. As always, we'll keep people up to date with everything we can when it comes to the Carlisle United takeover. But it's a bit hard to get good information on, unfortunately. It's all like public statements and things, very generic kind of like things. So when you get a little bit of insight, by all means, let us know. Put it in the comment section if you know anything about the takeover that we don't know. That'd be fun. Lastly, in Carlisle United related news, or close to lastly in Carlisle United related news, it's ex-Blues news time. Gerard Branthwaite took part in the Merseyside Derby this past weekend, and his good performance gained acclaim from Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp, which, I mean, lads, it's been a while since we've been able to speculate around the valuation of a Gerard Branthwaite, but that adds at least 5 million. He's playing week in, week out in the Premier League. I mean, last time we were talking about the numbers, I think we were talking 15 to 20. Very quickly off the top of your head, just for a bit of fun, Max, how much do you think Gerard Branthwaite is worth right now?
30 especially million. After the tournament he had with the under-21s recently. I think that would have added some more into his valuation, but the English tax as well will have an effect.
Where did Harry Maguire come from before Man United?
Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester. And I'd say, like, you know, that's probably not a similar team. He did win the Premier League with Leicester, did he?
No. I'd say it is a similar level to Everton.
And what was that, 80 million for Maguire?
Yeah, well, that's just Man United being stupid. It was
stupid again.
It was probably worth around 40 million, let's be honest. Like,
he's to be stupid again.
Yeah.
They could be stupid again, which is I'd go a lot higher than 30. But Liam, I'm interested to hear what you think.
I think it's probably a little bit higher than 30 as well. I think it's probably more about 40 million with that English tax. You know, he's at Everton, and if they go down, he'll go for a lot less. Yeah. But I think at the minute, he's worth about 40 million.
Yeah, I think there'll be add-ons to that as well. There'll be like, you know, first England appearance. Yeah. Like, I think like it'll be. You could get a transfer fee of like 35, 40 million, but that sucker will rise to like 50, 60. Like if he scores like 5 goals for England in 2 years and like all those rad little things that they put into these clauses.
He's just signed a new deal as well. So that'll add quite a bit on, I'd have thought, onto the valuation.
Yeah, I mean, it'll have a lot to strengthen Everton's position when they negotiate anyway. Yeah. So you'd imagine it's driven the price up.
Did any of you just watch the Merseyside Derby?
Yeah, it was boring.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
I hate the Merseyside really derby. Good. It's the worst derby ever. I think it's so dead.
There's always a red card, though, isn't there? And I think Jared was probably their man of the match. To be honest, he was really good.
No, yeah, he was good. To be fair, pocketed Salah the whole game.
Apart from Salah's two goals.
Yeah, apart from that. Almost all the game, almost all the game. But lastly, if you missed it at the end of last week's podcast, because I missed it all the way through last week's podcast, the FA Cup draw happened last week, and Carlisle United's opponents are Leighton Orient, and it's away, I believe. So that sucks. So a bit of a nothing tie for us, unfortunately. But yeah, that's everything for Carlisle United related news this week, gentlemen. And before we play the game with the longest name, it's time to hear a little word from our sponsors.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, boys, it's time to play the game with the longest name, Carlisle United, FIFA, higher or lower, overall ratings related to a certain season. Let's play. That's right, boys. You did really well last week. And obviously, we know the free bird rule is you'll have one man left standing. But when there's only two of you playing, it's the outlaw rule, which means everybody has to die for it to be over, unfortunately. Or fortunately, we'll see how we go. You smashed through it last week with the assistance of Wills, and we'll pick it up where we left last week. It's at Jamie Proctor, and it was 64 rating for people at home. I believe this is FIFA 17, if you want to play along at home. And the next one on the list is one of my favourite names of all time, Alexander McQueen. Oh, who's going first?
Who's going first?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Let's see. Right, I'm going to rate yours on your favourite flavour of crisps. Liam?
Oh, prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail. Max?
Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion. Oh, it's a hard one. It's a hard one. But I'm going to go with... Oh, they both make your breath stink. But I'm going to go with prawn cocktail. I'm going to go with prawn cocktail. I like them both.
Oh,
like
that is...
So Liam, you're first.
Controversial.
It's controversial, yeah, definitely. It's a controversial one, but I like it. I like it. Right, so Liam, you're going first this week.
Okay.
Alexander McQueen.
Alexander McQueen is lower.
Lower than Jamie Proctor. You would be correct, sir. We're going to go straight over to Max. It's time for you to have a go. Alexander McQueen, two. Luke Joyce, higher or lower?
I'm going to go higher for Luke Joyce.
And you'd be correct, sir. Well done. We're more than two-thirds through the squad now, and we're only on our second episode. From Luke Joyce to Sean Brisley.
Sean Brisley is lower.
Going to say Sean Brisley is lower than Luke Joyce. You're wrong, I'm afraid, Liam.
Oh.
You're wrong, and you're out. So, Max, you're playing outlaw rules. You're in it until you've won it or you've died, basically. So, off we go.
I know this one's lower. This has got to be lower.
You're quite confident that Sean Brisley...
I'm pretty sure it was one of my clues in guessing the player. He was the highest rated in FIFA 17. I'm going to look like such an idiot if this is wrong now.
Macaulay Gillespie.
Lower.
You're right, mate. Don't worry. You got it. Jordan Holt after Macaulay Gillespie. Jordan Holt, currently playing at Carlisle City, who won in their FA Vars first round game on Saturday.
Brilliant. Congratulations to Carlisle City. the big rivals. Yeah, I'm gonna go lower.
Gonna go lower for Jordan Holt. And you'd be correct, well done. So it's a man of your own name, sir. Jordan Holt to Max Crocombe.
Oh, was he was the keeper, wasn't he?
He was.
The New Zealander. I'm gonna go higher.
And you'd be correct, mate. You've only got two left. And you could end this in two episodes. John O'Sullivan.
John O'Sullivan scored a worldie in the playoff semi-final. Against Exeter. What a goal that was. I'm going to go higher.
We're going higher. And we'd be correct. So no matter what happens, we've got through it. Can we end things on a good note this time, though? In two episodes, James Bailey. John O'Sullivan to James Bailey. Higher or lower?
Ooh, I've never heard of James Bailey.
Ooh.
I'm going to go higher. Complete guess.
You've got to go higher. You've gone for a Hail Mary guess. We're higher. To end things on a high note. You've done it, mate. Well done.
Get it.
There we go.
You've done it in two episodes this week, lads. So I think I'm going to have to start making things a little bit harder. When I was putting this one together, I have to admit, there's a lot of equal ratings. There's a lot of 63s. There's a lot of 60s.
Yeah.
We might have to evolve the game into, you know, maybe being even Stevens as well. So it's like higher, lower, or even
that'll
Stevens.
That'll be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be tricky.
It will be a little bit more tricky, but like, you know, we're only what, how many games are we in? 14 games into this season, and we've already done three rounds of FIFA. So, and there's not that many, you know, left for us to go that Liam was alive for. So, but that was it this week, lads. Thanks very much for playing. It's always a pleasure to play the game with the longest name. It's Carlisle United. FIFA, higher or lower, related to their overall rating to a certain year.
What a title.
It's great, isn't it? It's great. It's got its own gimmick now, though. I like it. You know? It's got its own gimmick. Now, maybe I can add things to it every week or something.
By the end of the season, it'll take half an hour to...
But like, because next week it can't just be FIFA higher or lower, so it's gonna have to evolve a little bit next week at least. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. But it's only everyone's second favorite game anyway. So we're all feeling very good. So I'm hoping we're gonna be able to tackle this match report and come out the other side of it still feeling pretty good. And as I always do, as we dive into the match report, I'm gonna give everyone the Carlisle United starting lineup for the past weekend's game, which was against Portsmouth away. It featured. Let me get it in front of me. Holy in nets, back Lavelle, Mellish and Armour across the back four, with McAlmont, Guy, Moxon in the midfield three, with Maguire, Garner and Gibson playing together as a front three. Now, lads, it's the third game in succession that we've seen this formation and we've seen this starting 11, obviously going into a Tuesday night game against Burton Albion and then travelling another lengthy journey all the way to Cambridge on Saturday after this past weekend's long journey to Portsmouth. What kind of changes are you expecting to see coming out of this? Because we've all agreed already, this is Carlisle United's strongest lineup at the moment. But I mean, what kind of changes would we like to see going into the next game after? I mean, we all know what the score was after that result against Portsmouth. Liam?
None at all. I suspect there'll maybe be a midfield signing on a free agent, maybe put him onto the bench at some point, you know, if that does happen. But I wouldn't make any changes to the starting lineup, definitely not. Because look, you know, there's not much more you could really do with the squad we had against Portsmouth. I don't think it was a thing of like we had our better players on the bench or anything like that. I think there's not much more you can really do. But yeah, I think this is probably our strongest lineup and I'd expect him to stick with it.
Yeah. Max, would you expect to see any changes on Tuesday or Saturday?
No, I wouldn't expect to. No, I mean, there's no reason to really, because by all accounts, it was a decent performance. So, I don't think he'll be rushing to make any massive changes. I think maybe Butterworth's done himself a credit though. He seemed to have impressed. So whether he gets more minutes, I think that's the only massive change. But nothing to the starting 11, I don't think.
Another thing that you might have to consider is Joe Garner might not be able to play a Saturday, Tuesday. So if we're going to have so many games in quick succession, maybe you do put Butterworth in for a game instead of Garner maybe on Tuesday. But if he's will if you know he's fit enough to play on Tuesday, I wouldn't drop him.
Though he's fit enough to play on Tuesday, he'd still give him like the 60, 70 minutes that he seems to be consistent at
Yeah,
the moment.
exactly.
Massively, massively. There was another surprise change, but just to the bench, where Gabriel Brees stepped in to become Carlisle United's number two on the day. But it was obviously revealed that Carlisle United's lone goalkeeper, Jochel Andersen, was on international duty, so therefore he wasn't able to be involved at Carlisle United. So he's expected to be back into squad contention for the Tuesday night game against Burton Albion. But I'm sure that was a great experience for Gabriel Brewster to once again be able to go on an away day and experience some first team, I don't know, shenanigans. That's what we'll call them. We'll call them shenanigans. lads, the performance on the day has been touted by a number of media sources as a battle and a bit of a grind. And we didn't get off to the best of starts. And unfortunately, though, you know, the stats don't lie. There's a bit of romanticism in football, and when you break down the first half, Carlisle United were. There wasn't much going on, you know. There just wasn't much being produced, and they allowed Portsmouth to take hold of the ball quite a lot. But is this maybe nothing to be worried about when a football team goes away from home for them to sit back and ask the other team to attack them, especially with a front three? You'd say you're pretty much geared up for that counter-attacking style. So Liam, were you sort of are you a little bit worried about the lack of creativity at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's been our main problem all season, isn't it? That and sort of like creating the chances and scoring them, it seems to be the problem. I don't think there's much wrong with our defence. When he came on, maybe he's the answer. He did really well in a sort of friendly game against Blackburn. He scored two and was involved in the first goal as well. So, you know, maybe the answer's sitting on the bench, or maybe some of the need to look to in January. I don't think it's a system issue. I think that, you know, it's very much a personnel of we haven't really got the player to be up there scoring the goals or creating too many chances. But yeah, it is an issue, but it's not really something we can do too much about at the minute.
Now, obviously, Carlisle United did have some chances, Max, and Alfie McAlmon saw his shot painfully just drag wide of the post at one point in the second half. But it was in acres of space when he got there. He was almost surprised about how much space he had. But I mean, for a number 10, that's the kind of position you want to see him in more often, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been as attack-minded, really, as a sort of a traditional number 10, but yeah, it's just that split second before he takes the shot. He kind of, I don't know whether he hesitates or whether he's sort of not expecting to actually have the ball, but you know, you could just see that going the other way and him just taking the touch and smashing it in. So it's just, yeah, it's just that concentration, I think, in the final third, which, like Liam said, all season really has been probably the reason why we're so far down, because we haven't really been conceding many goals. You know, we've been losing like 2-0. 1-0, stuff like that. And I was hoping Maguire was going to sort of start scoring loads, but you never know. I still think he's class, but just hasn't got his shooting head on
He's
yet.
starting to frustrate me a little bit, Maguire, you know, because I think he drop his head drops too much. Like, and I don't think he puts in the hard yards that even like, you know, an older player like Joe Garner does. I don't think he, because I was with you for a long time where I thought that he would be the answer and I thought he was top class and everything, but I just don't think he puts in the effort that some other players do, like Joe
Yeah,
Garner.
it might be true. I mean, he has only signed a 1-year deal, hasn't he? So I don't know whether he's using Carlisle as like a bit of a gap filler. Hopefully,
yeah, but,
not.
But at the same time, that could also, that should serve as motivation to go on and earn the move to a bigger club that he obviously thinks he's going up to. He reminds me a little bit of Zach Clough in a way, where is this sort of short centre forward that we've got that maybe thinks he's a little bit too good to be there and doesn't seem to put in the effort that some other players do up top. But you can still see he has a lot of quality about him.
Yeah, I still am a fan of him. He hasn't been with us for that long, really. So, and you know, from what I've seen him during games, he has got that class. So, I just hope it comes together a bit more with him as time goes on.
Yeah, massively. Now, obviously, Carlisle United's the goal that went in for Portsmouth that left Carlisle United on the wrong side of a 1-0 defeat, unfortunately. It came very, very late on in the game. It was through a corner as well. And I have to say, lads, I absolutely love watching Paul Simpson's interviews at the moment. I had a little look on YouTube, and his reaction to what happened was absolutely fantastic. And then I looked at the figures as well. The highlight figures, it was like 1.7. thousand, and the match interview with Paul Simpson had like nearly 6,000 views. So it just shows you, it just shows you what people are interested in listening to and hearing. And Simpson's reaction was fantastic, because the guy asked him, basically, he was sort of like, what did he say? And Simo just said, like, no. The guy said, was it a lapse in concentration?
Lapse in concentration, yeah.
And Simo said, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Like, disagreed with him. He said, like, you know, it was, they did everything that was asked of them, basically. He defended his players. He said they did everything that was asked of them. The player that went through the back of, I think he might have said Jack Armour or something. He'd never said that he fouled Jack Armour, but he said maybe he was a bit more forceful than they were expecting him to be. He got himself on the right side of Jack Armour. There's nothing that Jack Armour could probably do about it. And it was a well taken set piece, basically, you know, and he defended all of his players, and it was fantastic to hear. And I don't think you can really add anything more to that necessarily. I completely agree with Paul Simpson. It's just a really well worked set piece, and I don't think there's any individual player really that you can blame for it. They did everything that was asked of them in the way that they set up for the corner, the positioning of every player defending the corner. So, yeah, I just want to say hats off to Simo, basically, for defending his players. And I feel like that's a nicer note to sort of like end the match report on, so we can move on and hear some match reactions. So, lads, obviously, you farm match reactions from your social media pages. And Max, you've got a couple of match reactions for us. Liam, have you got a few this week, one this week?
I've got one from an opposition fan. Same as last week.
All right, that's fun. We'll let Max go first again.
Yeah, so firstly, Jamie got in touch and said, very unlucky not to come away with a point against a difficult outfit, but means tomorrow's game is a must win. Yeah, that's something I agree with him on, tomorrow's game. I mean, the more we lose, the more sort of important the next game becomes, especially against the likes of Burton. Because obviously you mentioned it earlier about how important the games are against the teams that are sort of around us and that we're expecting to be around us come the end of the season. Ellie as well sent me a message saying we had a few good chances, but we weren't good enough this time. Played well, just need to keep trying to get another win. Claire Robinson as well said we didn't deserve the defeat, and she's looking forward to Tuesday night. Come on, you Blues.
Come on, you Blues. thanks very much. Thanks very much. But Liam, you said you've got an opposition comment again. You know, you need to turn the comments off sometimes. It's not very nice, right?
Well, no, to be fair, Craig Oliver here has been actually quite complimentary to Carlisle in a bit of a essay has written me, but I think it is worth reading. He says, you guys were very unlucky yesterday. You managed the game well, and you should probably feel disappointed not to have been the first team to beat us this season. But Fratton Park is Fratton Park. We call it our fortress for a reason. Even when we're second best, you should never write us off at home. a bit more ruthless in front of goal, and you guys were going home with at least a point today, if not all three. But we showed why we are where we are. This team does not stop. They don't give up. The difference today was quality in front of goal. When you have defenders who can pop up at 90 plus three and save the day at 0-0, you will always believe that you can rob all 3 points at the death. And I feel sorry for you guys, because that's what happened. We robbed you. It was a great game. Your fans were fantastic, represented you and had a great account of themselves. Didn't stop singing all game. So a nice comment from our opposition on there.
Yeah, it's nice. And I feel like everyone's pretty much summed it up pretty well. You know, there's not a lot you can really say about it. It was, again, unlucky last minute.
Yeah.
Fair play to the fans that travelled as well. Everything I've heard, it's been, like, really good. From opposition fans and from things that I've seen from Carlisle fans as well. So, yeah, fair play to everyone that went down.
Yeah, like nearly 700, apparently. That's a long way to go. That is a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Massively. Great effort. Fantastic effort for the away. Blues, lads, it's time to reveal your Foxes featuring Man of the Match. And Will is on a hiatus, and he hasn't recorded us anything. Boo. So he's well and truly on holiday. It's just over to us, basically, to give some Man of the Matches. It was a hard-fought game. The defensive line, for me, did really well to shut out the opposition. And I'd be hard-pressed to find a better Man of the Match to somebody I've never given a Man of the Match to before. It's John Mellish. Well, I've given it to him, like, not this season. I'm going to give it to John Mellish. For me, he did really well in that defensive line. He seems to be stepping up and really getting himself about and becoming a really good centre-back. And he adds a lot to the team just as a centre-back. I think, like, a lot of Carlisle fans were maybe worried at first when he was going to be relied upon to sit back and play as a defender, as part of a back four. And I think he's done fantastically well. And he was unfortunate not to get a clean sheet against top of the league Portsmouth. Max?
Yeah, for me, I'm going to go with Sam Lavelle. Just because I was listening to it on BBC Radio Cumbria, and he kept getting mentioned in a positive light, so I will give it to Sam Lavelle.
Yeah, I almost gave it to Sam Lavelle. I can understand why. Liam?
Yeah, again, between the two, I think Sam Lavelle played really well. He'll be mine this week.
Yeah. So fair enough, lads. It's two for Sam Lavelle this week, and it was a really good performance. I can't really argue too much with you. I just feel like his defensive partner deserved a good shout, a good mention. Lads, we're looking ahead.
It was between the two.
Yeah. We're looking ahead to next weekend's opposition. Obviously, we know we're playing against Burton tomorrow night, basically, when we're recording this. But we're looking ahead to next weekend's opponent. It's Cambridge. It's away. They're around us. I want us to win. I want us to win every game. I'd like to see some lads turn on the goal sprinklers and bag a few. So I'd like to see Maguire get two, and I'd like to see Gibbo at least get on the score sheet as well, and I'd like to see Mox on the score sheet. I'm going to say it's actually going to be 4-0 to Carlisle at Cambridge. That's my big bold claim. And Liam, what are you going to predict?
I'm not going to be quite that confident. I think it's going to 2-1 scrappy win written all over it, you know, like them kind of relegation battling teams, but I think we'll come away with the 3 points.
Yeah. 3-1, still pretty
2-1.
2-1, still really positive. Max?
Yeah, 2-0, I think.
Oh, clean sheet, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your goal scorers?
Gibson and Lavelle.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. A set piece from Lavelle.
Spicy.
Oh, my role didn't run for no reason. Ended in a spicy top corner. I mean, it'd be beautiful to see. Lads, it's almost the end of the show, but it's time to play everybody's favourite game. It's called Guess It's a Player.
all guessing the player.
That's right, boys. It's time for guessing the player. I'm back in the ring. I'm getting back in. Back on the pitch. That's right. And I've got myself some top of the table. Oh, no, I haven't actually. It's a second in the... No, yeah, Matt, where were you now, Liam? I thought I was playing Matt.
I've dropped right down. I had a good start. I haven't won since...
That's right. I've got a chance to overtake you as well. Yeah, that's all right. But last week, Max, you ended a superior run of form with now 5 points on the board when you added an extra point last week on guessing the player when you played against Will. This week, you are turning clue guide and it is the turn of myself. I'm the home team. I'll be going first against Mr. Liam. That's right. And I'm bottom of the table. I'm not doing very well. To be honest, I was just happy to get a point on the board when I got a point on the board. And but now I've got a really good opportunity.
It was.
So I'm hoping that's going to be a good omen. It's time for me and you to face off once more in guessing the player. But Liam, how are you feeling about it?
Nervous, you know, Derby Day, the Liam Derby. You know, it's always a tough game no matter where we are in the table. But it feels a bit like the Carlisle-Cambridge match, a little bit of a relegation scrap.
Yeah, we've got to duke it out down here at the bottom end of the table. But just to remind people, you're not actually doing that badly. You know, yourself and Wills are both in second position with 2 points. Myself, I'm bottom of the table with 1 point. Max soaring away into the lead with 5 points. But, you know, it's an opportunity for people to claw things back as we play guessing the player. Max, you're the clue guide this week. As I've already said, I'm the home team, so I'll be going first. It's time to play guessing the player.
Right, so first clue. After being released in 2018, this player joined Cambridge and he made 72 appearances for Carlisle United.
Cambridge. I don't know. I've got a complete guess. I'm just going to fire off Mike Jones.
Incorrect. Unfortunately.
I think I know this.
A three-pointer.
I was going to mention him when we started talking about the Cambridge match before. Is it Reggie Lamb?
That is correct.
There we go. And can I just say, the reason I know that is because when they played us in 2018, I met the Cambridge team in the service station on the way back.
Was Reggie one of them?
And Reggie was one of them that I met there, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. It's helped you.
Update the league table. Update the league table as now Liam and Max, a joint top of the table, both with 5 points each. And it's an exciting way to end the podcast as the title is not necessarily a foregone runaway conclusion. Gentlemen, as always, it's an absolute pleasure to do the Blue Army podcast with you. Next week, it's going to be more of the same. Will's going to be on a hiatus. It's been a pleasure, and there isn't really anything else left for us to do apart from saying bye for now.
Bye for now.
In a bit.
In a bit. Yo, he's one of our own. He's from Denton home. Sign the contract, Mox, please, man. Yeah. I don't like the person that I am when I hurt you. Cause in these moments I desert you. I realize I don't deserve you. I don't deserve you, but I'm praying on my knees, begging that you won't leave me. You could do better, just believe me. Don't leave me, Mox.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.